So just like Sade said, spiritually, I think across the board, it challenged all Christians almost, and even I would go to say almost every religious group that meets. I think for me, I didn't realize how dependent I was on being able to come into a church or being able to be around like-minded people. I don't
That's a
think
good
we
point.
realize how we're just so dependable on it. And I think 2020, it definitely challenged everybody's spirituality, as far as are you able? And not to say that we're supposed to be able to withstand it all by ourselves, you know, if the Bible talks about forsaking the assembly and, you know, being with like-minded people. So I think
Hey.
that spiritually, you
Hey.
know, it challenged everybody, but are you able to
Sure.
hold it? Are you spiritually mature? Are you able to read the word on your own? Are you able to comprehend it on your own? Are you able to apply
My
it
God.
on your own? You know, so that definitely was a major part of my growth. Just, you know, people always say, oh, you're a babe in Christ. Okay, well, it's time to grow up.
Welcome to Millennial Talks.
We're here to
encourage our youth
and enlighten our elders.
Here's a peek into the minds of millennials. Welcome back to another Millennial Talk. I'm Sade Figures.
It's your main man, Jarrell Taylor.
It's Robert Crawford.
And we have a... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sis.
And we have a special... You know, I was ready to introduce you. We have a special guest today, LaJoyce. Oh my God, LaJoyce, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So y'all, LaJoyce, me and LaJoyce, we literally just recently became very good friends. I met you interviewing you, right? Isn't that how we met? Yep, I was interviewing LaJoyce for an article, and it was dope. We found out that we had a lot of, I guess, similar interests, and yeah, so ever since then, we just kept in contact, and for today's topic, I thought it would be dope to have you on, so thank you so much for coming on, LaJoyce. Yeah, we're going to start with prayer. Happy New Year, y'all. Let me not forget to say that. Happy New Year. This is
Happy New Year.
Our first Millennial Talk of 2021. Dope.
Absolutely.
Let's get it. So let's start with prayer, and then we'll jump right into the talk.
All right. Matter of fact, Deacon Crawford, take us out in prayer.
Oh, no, sir. You got it, man. You got it, man.
I got
Go
it.
Ahead.
Great. Dave, hey, for those, everybody on YouTube, I just want to apologize for our haircuts today.
to be really honest with you, though, like, I really didn't want to take my hat off.
Lord, I'm sorry. I apologize. But all right, let us all bow our heads.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to thank you for just bringing us into the new year. We want to thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, big and small. Lord, thank you for all the trials and tribulations that you're using to build us up, to encourage us. Lord, just taking us through, Lord, just to be who you want us to be, Lord. Lord, just thank you for everything, Lord. Lord, we truly appreciate you. Lord, we love you. Just continue to lead us, guide us, and nurture us, Lord, into your righteous and holy way. In Jesus' name we pray, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to put on a hat.
Absolutely, do that.
Go ahead. That favor, okay? How y'all want it? We can.
We want it backwards. Yeah, we want it backwards. Yeah.
Okay.
Old school.
Jarrell.
Huh? Okay. We good.
That made me get my hat, bro.
Food.
Put my cap on.
Sade, kick us off.
Whoo! Y'all, we gotta start this year off right. So give me a drum roll and I introduce our topic for the day. Did you cancel 2020?
But again, for the people in the back, you gotta do it again for the people in the back. They ain't hear you.
That's right.
They ain't heard you.
Did you cancel 2020?
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like
that. Yo.
Ladies first. Ladies first. Putting LaJoy back. Let's go.
It should have been canceled, but it wasn't. Ooh,
amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I think despite all, even though it should have been canceled, there were still some things that I did. That's the reason why it wasn't canceled. Because I was just convinced that I was going to do what I needed to do in the year. And I did, despite all. So, despite all, because my God.
Hallelujah. Won't he do it?
What makes you say it should have been canceled? Like, what makes you look back and say, you know what, this should have been canceled?
Just circumstances. So obviously the pandemic, but I think the stress that it put on people's lives, people's relationships, outside of personal life, just general things that happen to people. I just think that the restrictions, the limitations that was put on not just the US, but the world, in my eyes, it should have been canceled. But it's not canceled because I still did some things that I wanted to do. Maybe not to the extent I wanted to do them, but I still did them. So, and plus 2020 birthed out some really good things. Some really, really good
things. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yo, I wouldn't cancel 2020 if you paid me to.
Oh my God.
I know that sounds crazy because we had so much going on this year. And trust me, I felt it. My life changed in a major way. But so many, like you said, LaJoy, so many great things were birthed out of 2020. Like, literally, I mean, it was a great year for me. I'm not even gonna lie. Despite the sickness, despite the deaths, despite the major changes, the shifts, money lost, businesses being lost, it was a good year. It was a good year. I can't lie.
Go ahead, Brother Crawford.
Me, you know, honestly, you know, originally, you know, I was with LaJoyce. I was like, you know, and I told you guys that I felt like we need to cancel 2020. It was just a horrible year. But then, like, you know, just thinking about it, you know, it's good and bad that happened in 2020 for me. 2020, Jarrell got married 2020. I was a part of the wedding, you know.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, I had to pat myself on the back. Yeah, okay. And then I felt like 2020 for me was a struggle for me. Not necessarily like financially, but like spiritually and naturally for me. It was a struggle for me, wow. 2020. Now, I feel like it wasn't all bad though. Like we had that going on. Then we had, you know, racism and riots and all that thing going on. Black Lives movement, all that was going on last year as well. A good thing that happened was, you know, we got a bad person out of office. That was definitely a plus. But yeah, so it's like pros and cons. I got a new relationship last year, you know. So yeah, it was just a lot of things that, you know, that was good and bad, but you know, we made it through. Not to mention, you know, I had to get COVID for some reason, but you know, I ain't got to talk about that either, but it is what it is.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. So, for me, I'm right along with Sharday. Like, when she said you couldn't pay me to cancel it, I felt that in my spirit. You know, I felt that in the spirit. I'm serious. Like, as Robert also mentioned, like, I got married right at the beginning of 2020, right before COVID hit. Wow, it's amazing.
Right. And you know what's crazy? That was right before they started doing all that quarantine stuff too.
Yep, right before.
And then no large gatherings, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
So, yeah, it was. You know, and even as I look back, you know, initially me and my wife, we was like, yo, we're going to wait till like, I don't know, it was like some far-fetched month, like November, July, something like that.
No, it was April, and then you moved to March, and then you moved to February.
Yep, so we were.
And you was planning the wedding, ain't it?
I mean, you know, I was there.
No, it was April.
Hey, he was there, though. You know, and you know, I look back, and I'm like, man, I got married in 2020. We really got consistent with Millennial Talks in 2020 during this pandemic.
Talk about it.
Come on now. I switched jobs in 2020. I have not been out of work in 2020.
God is good.
And, I even have a child on the way. Like, I've created a child, and it's going to be here in 2021 due to, you know, the work had to be put in 2020.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's just blessings on top of blessings for me in 2020, and I couldn't cancel it. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to cancel that one. I'm with you on that.
No, agree, absolutely. Like,
oh, you can pay me some money.
It's crazy, like you saying. What, they canceled it, Robert?
Yeah, you can pay me a little bit. You can pay. You give me a couple bills. Nah. You know what I'm saying? We good. You cancel 2020, 2019, 2018, a couple billions. Oh yeah, we canceled some years now. Come on now.
You couldn't pay me, but like, it's interesting that you were saying about your struggle spiritually, Robert. And I feel like that was a big reason why I wouldn't cancel 2020. Like, I would keep 2020 because I grew spiritually. So 2020 for me, like, my relationship with God was at its highest point. And surprisingly, I'm great. I won't even say, because I'm not trying to give myself a pat on the back, but it's beautiful to say that my relationship being at its highest with God was not a result of, oh, because I needed him, because I was going through all this stuff, so I decided to turn to him. You know, it was a choice of turning and being like, hey, I'm going to literally put this time in to build my relationship with God. And I think it actually started like at the beginning of COVID, before everything kind of really got terrible. But that came out of it. And like you said, JC, like, we literally went in with Millennial Talks. Like, we had already been doing Millennial Talks. I don't know if many of y'all noticed, but we were already doing Millennial Talks. Like, what was it, been like 2 years, a year or two? Kind of just like on and off.
Yeah, it was
just really like doing them randomly.
Yeah. You know, initially.
Yeah, just talking and posting on Instagram.
Yeah, that was it. You know, initially. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, yeah. And we went in like 2020, we went in, like, we actually made it into a podcast, started posting on YouTube and made the Instagram and everything. So I was grateful for that. So many blessings in disguise came in 2020. So many things I learned. It's just been about growth all around. I'm just thankful for it. I'm thankful.
Absolutely. It's crazy how what one member can bring on to the table. Glory, hallelujah. Oh.
I have a question for you. So, like, what was 2020 like for you? You know, how did you grow? What was it like?
You said LaJoyce.
Yes.
Okay. How did I grow? Okay. So, just like Sade said, spiritually, I think across the board, it challenged all Christians almost, and even I would go to say almost every religious group that meets. I think for me, I didn't realize how dependent I was on being able to come into a church or being able to be around like-minded people. I don't think we realize how we're just so dependable on. And I think 2020, it definitely challenged everybody's spirituality as far as, are you able? And not to say that we're supposed to be able to withstand it all by ourselves. You know, if the Bible talks about forsaking the assembly and, you know, being with like-minded people. So,
hey,
spiritually, you know, it challenged everybody. But are you able to hold it? Are you spiritually mature? Are you able to read the word on your own? Are you able to comprehend it on your own? Are you able to apply it on your own? You know, so that definitely was a major part of my growth. Just, you know, people always say, oh, you're a babe in Christ. Okay, well, it's time to grow up. Mm-hmm. Time to grow up. So that sustaining just school, I am a doctoral candidate. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Me trying to stay sane. I don't know how much Sade has told y'all about me, but
I'll let you do it.
I travel a lot. So, and traveling for me is the balancing mechanism. So when all of that was stripped away from me, it was extremely hard because, one, I'm not used to being confined as far as traveling is concerned. And then also when quarantine hit, I'm not used to being confined to one home. And so that was just very hard for me. So finding different outlets, many things that I mentioned just as a lesson learned from 2020 is find things that don't cost much or find things that doesn't require much of you that will bring you peace. So little stuff like me getting a coloring book, those things help. Little stuff like getting a therapist, those things help. So, you know, it's just little stuff like that. Personal growth, just taking care of me. I think 2020 sat me down and really showed me you can't be out here just spreading yourself thin and not taking care of yourself. It really, I think it sat a lot of people down and made them look, it made me look just at what I do, what am I doing? Is it really beneficial? Is it really effective for my growth, my personal growth, my spiritual growth, my financial growth, just all around growth? Mm-hmm. That's what 2020 was. That was growth.
Wow.
What it looked like, just learning to sustain stuff in a different environment, just in an unfamiliar place.
Absolutely. Wow. I really love that. I really love that because that's something that we focus big on. Honestly, it was one of our first episodes was just self-awareness. You know, the fact that you were able to, in a sense, 2020 set us all down and just made us aware of so many things that we needed to do or execute upon. And the fact that you were able to do multiple things, you know, as far as something as simple as getting a coloring book or getting therapy, bravo. Seriously, like, bravo.
Yeah. I really do. Like, I think about that little stuff now because it's 2020. It just had a way of making you pay attention to the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so important. Like, I was telling Shardae, we had a conversation last week about just family and the deaths and things that were happening and all this other stuff. And like little things like I love you or talking to people, you know, just a genuine conversation. You know what I'm saying? Those things are important. You know, people are here, they're gone tomorrow. You know, our world is like this one day and it's completely flipped upside down the next. So, you know, just really just cherishing life for what it is in the day of in the current day.
Wow. And so like, just speaking of family, so with Millennial Talks, we always like to like enlighten our elders with every talk that we have, as well as encouraging the youth. And I feel like our elders have a big impact on us, on our decisions, or the elders in our lives, our guardians, the older people in our lives have a big impact on us. So how do you all feel like the elders in your lives or your guardians, your parents, whoever you look up to in your life, how do you feel like they impacted your decision on how you view 2020?
Something that immediately come to mind, and I feel like, I don't know, it's really on me to take it here, especially because it's already been partially touched, but I feel like on the spiritual part, you know, whenever, especially when you mentioned forsaking the assembly and things like that, I feel like our elders, I mean, I'm talking about anybody, you know, especially when you talk about teaching the word of God and stuff like that. Forsaking the assembly is really like a big thing, you know, where it's just like, hey, if you're not in the assembly, you're a backslider or you're not with God or, you know, whatever the case is, right? So when this happened during the pandemic, I really realized like, the older generation have to do a better job of teaching this because in a sense, if none of us could go to church, were we all backsliders? And then even on top of that, you know, it made me even look at the statement forsake. Like whenever you forsake something, you turn from it and have no intention of going back. Meaning like, oh yeah, I'm just completely done with that.
No.
It taught me forsaking really meant you just leaving God. Like truly leaving the assembly and saying, yo, I'm never going back. Not just, I'm not there for a couple days or I'm not there for a week.
Or due to the pandemic, yeah.
So that's something that I feel like definitely needed to be said. you know, to just enlighten our elders on how they're going about that, how they're teaching that. Because in a sense, that's your soul.
Absolutely. Go ahead. You know, I think 2020 taught me that a lot of times you have to really realize why you're going to church. I think the reason why you go to church was really amplified, especially for me. And I say that because, you know, a lot of times people go to church not really to save themselves, but they really go because it's a traditional thing to do. Like, it's just like every Sunday I go to church, or every Sunday I watch NFL sports. See what I'm saying? So it's really like a tradition for a lot of folks. And I feel like when you wasn't able to go to church, you had to really, you know, have your own connection with God. You see what I'm saying? And I felt like that was something for me in 2020. And you had to realize that. Like, I felt like, especially at the beginning of the year, I felt like I was very dependent on other people, if that makes sense. Like, I prayed, but I was like more dependent on other people praying. And I felt like 2020 was a year for me to really realize that, like, if these people are not here, I still gotta have my own connection with God. Even if church don't, because especially I think at our church, what happened was we closed the church for like a week. And then like a lot of members in the church was like causing uproar, and they was trying to figure out why we can't go to church and why we need to come back to the church. And then they found out that here in South Carolina, they had like a policy where a large gathering of people couldn't gather together, more than like five or six people couldn't get together. So there was like, because we had a church organization, we could get together, but we had to practice 6 feet distance apart. But however, we wasn't aware of that at that point. I think we did close down the church for like 2 weeks. And then in those 2 weeks, I feel like everybody, like all the members, really had to come to accountability and realize, like, if we don't ever go back to church, you have to still be saved for yourself. What I'm saying? I feel like a lot of times people are focused on being saved. They just, you know, just used to going to church and, oh yeah, it sounds good to like people here. Yeah, are you saved? Yeah, I go to church every Sunday. You're not saved just because you go to church every Sunday. So I feel like when that shutdown happened, where we wasn't able to go to church, people really had to realize deep inside themselves, like, are you really doing what you're supposed to do to be saved? Even if the church never opens up again, do you have enough to, you know, be saved? Do you have enough knowledge and wisdom and understanding to carry yourself in a manner in which you can be ready when he comes back?
And even I know you were about to say something, LaJoyce, but I don't want to lose this thought. I'm sorry. But even just thinking of what you said, I also don't want people to have condemned themselves because of this shutdown and them not being able to go to church, or things being different, or not being able to tithe, you know, losing money and stuff like that, not to condemn themselves, because being saved is not a monthly, yearly thing. You know, a lot of people, they go to different churches, they say, hey, anybody need to be saved, or anybody, you know, need to accept Christ, and they go up every time. Once you're saved, you're saved. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we may fall short, we may turn away, and all you have to do is repent, which literally just means turn. You just turn it back to God. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I felt convicted in that moment just to say that and be like, hey, I don't want people to condemn themselves, because I know a lot of people who couldn't do what they normally would do in this season, who would normally tithe, normally have their offerings ready, normally show out at the church. They there all week during there, and they just couldn't. And you just can't do it. You couldn't do it for whatever reason. And God does not see you any differently, but it is important to have continue to have your personal relationship with God. That's all I want to say.
I was just going to hit on a point that Jarrell talked about the generation before us. I think it's so important that as much as they school us, I think we should school them. And as far
talk
as...
Talk about it. That was-
I mean, as far as just being open-minded, I know I can go back home now. And I'm going to hit on a point that Robert actually talked about too. I can go back home now. And out of respect, I go to my parents' church. Out of respect, not because that's what saves me, not because everything that's being taught there is correct. Out of respect for my parents, I go there. But when my parents and I have a conversation about something that they don't necessarily agree with, as in running with the Bible, I clear, you know, you have to remind people, don't judge too quick. Not judge too quick. We was all young.
Talk we that talk.
Young. You know, the day and the age, it may change, but we was all young.
So, absolutely.
You know, we just have to remember that. I will say, me being a millennial, just studying like past times and even seeing the generations coming after me, I just don't feel like there is another generation like us. And I say that because I've been in church all of my life. I've been churched. I am churched. I know church. So I think we are a generation that just doesn't stand for, okay, we go to church and that's cool. No. I think we're the generation who we look for the same consistency in and outside of church, and whatever is being preached or being taught across the pulpit, we're the generation who's looking at like, you know them preachers, you got them preachers that say, check the Bible and tell me if I'm wrong. I think we the generation that checks the Bible. So I just think about that a lot of times, because I've had to agree to disagree with a lot of church people, and it blows my mind sometimes, because I'm just like, some of y'all are old school and some of y'all are new school, and I can't get down with either.
You know, it's funny that you say that, right? And this is something that I feel like definitely what our elders need to talk about. I feel as though, like, I agree with you. Like, I feel like our generation is definitely different from the older generation. Like, I feel like the older generation was literally, like, whatever somebody said was fact and law to them. And I feel like in our generation, like, we're thinkers. Like, we actually fact find, like, well, you said this, okay, let me see what this say. Okay, you said this, oh, okay. And this is another thing I feel like that elders need to work on. And I say this, I feel like just because somebody is asking you questions or having a discussion with you, don't mean that they're being disrespectful. You see what I'm saying? So for example, if you said that Peter didn't walk on water, I say Peter did walk on water. And if I'm just saying, like, just having a discussion, like, if we can go to the Bible and see what the Bible say, and I'm showing you what the Bible say, and you still trying to tell me, oh, no, what I say. No. We talking about what the Bible say. See what I'm saying? So, and I feel like a lot of times they feel like if you question anything they say, you being disrespectful, or you going to hell, you going to be lost. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm following what the Bible say. If the Bible said, jump across the bridge, jumping across the bridge, and it say walk, and whatever it say, that's what I'm gonna do. And I feel like a lot of times people are just stuck in tradition, like, oh, the way we was brought up, we did such. Yeah, but that's now you don't need that to be saved. So why am I doing those things? And I feel like our generation, I do agree with you, our generation are really like, oh, what does it say? I'm not here to hear what people say or what was said or what's been taught. I want to know for myself, is this what I need to do or is it not what I need to do?
I absolutely agree.
Well,
I'm gonna be honest.
Go ahead.
I part of me wish my wife was in here too. Because this has been a conversation through 2020.
The whole 2020.
I'm serious, the entire 2020, you know. I'm a little emotional, I'll be honest. I ain't usually like that, but a part of me really is, because it's just connecting with my spirit, you know. And I could just say, like, I'm right along with y'all. And it's amazing that the fact that this is my first time meeting LaJoyce, and her words were just right on one accord with the 2020 I've been going through as well. I'm gonna be honest. That's why I feel like, you know, why millennial talks are so important, because our elders don't know that these conversations are being had. you know, like in how we feel and how we view things, how some of them are going about things, you know, the fact that you're, again, like kind of how Robert mentioned, being on tradition, you know, is it Bible? It's a lot. I'm a little too emotional right now. I'm gonna let y'all take over because I'm telling you.
I got you. I see it in you.
You know, but another thing before you start shouting, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Another thing too, I feel like I'm gonna touch on as well that Jarrell was talking about. I feel like another thing too is like you as a millennial, you have to let your elders know how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of times, like we hold a lot of things in, and I feel like you kind of got to open the discussion, open the dialogue between you and your elders. And listen, this is another thing you have to understand too. They're not going to always see the way you see things. You see what I'm saying? But you got to kind of like have that conversation so you can at least try to get to the point where you can be like LaJoyce and you can go to the church out of respect, and but you still know like for yourself whether what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you have to still, because like a lot of times, I know this for a fact, a lot of times, like when you don't go to their church or you don't support what they church or whatever their organization support, they feel like, oh, you're not a part of my family, or you're going to be lost, or they have all these thoughts and negative, you know, connotations towards you. But that's not true in all cases. I feel like a lot of times you have to like explain yourself, like, why do you feel this way? And a lot of times they just feel like you're deceived and whatever. But if you feel like you're going off what the Bible say, and you know, you have your own connection with God, a real connection with God, and God is leading you to do whatever you're doing, you can't really worry about what the elders or any millennials say. You see what I'm saying? If God is leading you,
what does it mean to have a real connection with God?
What I mean by real connection with God is like when you're talking to God and you know he's hearing you and he giving you signs showing that he's listening to you, or he's giving you confirmation that I heard what you're saying, I'm doing this for you, I'm working this out for you. And a lot of times, like, people are pray and then like nothing happens. See what I'm saying? It's almost like the Baal prophets. They were saying Baal, 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 and nothing happened. And then Elijah came and fire came down from heaven. Like, you, when you're in that place with God, you know whether you have a connection with God or not.
I also,
go ahead.
I think something that really touched me too is, you know, you have to stand, you know, like as a young person, and this is going to really encourage the youth, you have to stand. Like when I say stand, that means once you decide on something, especially in your spiritual life, it don't matter who disagree. It don't matter who dislike it. People dislike Jesus. Come on.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. You have to just stand on that. I don't care if it's against somebody old, young, your mama, your daddy, cousin, brother, sister, your wife, husband. It don't matter. You have to take that stand on truth. You see what I'm saying? And whatever the Bible say. And I say that because whatever church you may go to, they may discourage you. They may talk about you. They may say you not even with God. You all that stuff, you know, and on the flip side of that, just to have some awareness and to kind of like plug that hole as well, that don't mean just do what you want to do now. You know, let's still make sure you're going the right way. Because a lot of times what I do see, especially in 2020, what I seen was some people, and I ain't just necessarily talking about a specific church or anything like that, but when people say, hey, I don't like this place, they say, oh, I'm going to just go here. And they say, I'm going to go here because I know I can, quote unquote, live right here. But then everything you do once you leave don't line up.
That's a good point.
You say you leave for better, but
are you doing better? Worse.
You smoking now. And I ain't judging you, but you said you left for better. You smoking now. Oh, you clubbing now. You cussing now. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, if you say I'm gonna do this to be more righteous, then be more righteous with it. Don't turn and don't forget about God.
Right.
I think that's something that also, you know, millennials or just young people overall, and that's something that the older generation see, and that's why they get on you like that.
They kind of like something, and a lot of times they see the trap you're going into.
Yeah. Dope. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. So I have a question for you guys. So we talked about how we all grown spiritually in 2020. Now I want to know how you guys have grown, you know, naturally, mentally, physically in 2020. Like, have your mentality changed? Have you picked up new habits? What was 2020 like for you, like, on that, from that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely. Were you about to say something,
LaJoy? I was, but I was going to give a little time for anybody else to take a whack at it.
Go ahead, girl.
So mentally, I broke down. I'm not big on emotions. I was not raised. We're all of the African-American sense. Emotions in my household were, we don't talk about them. So for me, it's
yeah, very, I agree.
It's very hard to explain what I'm feeling, and it's hard to address it. So that was part of me getting a therapist. But I had a breakdown, and that's what caused me to get a therapist. And I have therapist friends, and of course they say the number one problem with people going to a therapist is they go once the damage has been done. They don't go before. So I will say mentally, while I did go after the damage had been done, it certainly mentally, you know, brought some habits, some good habits for me to pay attention to. And there was certainly some education that, just naturally, like, your body will send you indicators, just natural instinct to get out or walk away or take a moment that you just have to pay attention to. So mentally, those type of habits, those were brought out in 2020. I'm certainly thankful for them now. But mentally, it was hard. It was hard, but it's all about getting back up.
Absolutely.
Joyce, was it? I'm about to answer your question, and we can move on, and then Jarrell can answer as well. But just remind me, was it you that I was talking to? Was it even during the interview where you told me, basically saying how, I guess, the standard being not only being African American but being a Christian, how the standard is kind of like, oh, if you're going through your mental health issues or whatever, it's almost like
it doesn't taboo. Matter. Yeah,
like, so, taboo. Like, you can't be going through nothing, or you don't got faith.
Yeah, so it was me.
I thought so, and that thing hit my spirit. I was like, yo,
you know, I think sometimes, I'm gonna just say this. Hopefully, I don't step on no toes. I think
step on them.
Black people.
Step on them.
I think Black Christian individuals, I think sometimes we just assume if your light's on, your life is good. If you got food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a car to drive, a house to go to, that your life is good. And I'm just going to speak from me. I have always been under the expectation that if everything is paid, ain't nothing wrong with you physically, then everything's okay. But I think that is such a crutch to us, because we completely rule out mental and emotional health. And if we think about it, those are things that will kill people from the inside out. Mm. Need any help, you know what I'm saying? So Sade, this conversation we were talking about, everything was going right. This was back when I was in grad school. Everything was going right, you know, I was getting ready to graduate, I had a job, house, car, you know, but mentally I just was not there. Emotionally, I was not there. And on the outside, everybody would say, oh, you look great, but when I tell you, people really don't know the smiles and the facades, the mask that people put on to go out in public. You don't understand what it takes to put it on and what it takes to keep it on. So
that was incredible.
Christian and Black, you know, it's hard. I will say it's hard, because speaking from an older generation perspective, some things they don't understand and they won't understand. So
And we got to be okay with that.
And we got to be okay with that.
Completely okay with that.
It ain't gonna change. No time soon. But before I move on, Jarrell, did you want to answer that? Oh, of course, like just everything. I think you said it all, LaJoyce. Like, I mean, we went through our stuff in 2020, but I feel like everybody should have grown mentally. So even with your relationship with God, you know, he works on every aspect of you. But did you want to add to that, Jarrell?
Something I just want to let people know is like, you know, at least where I come from, if you say, man, I need a therapist, they're like, what?
Right, what's wrong with you?
Like, or if you be like, hey, man, you may want to see a therapist about that. Oh, you trying to say I got a problem? Yes.
Trying to sound crazy?
Yes, I am trying to say you got a problem.
Yes, is something wrong with having a problem?
And I can't.
You know, that's.
Are you supposed to be perfect?
Yeah, that's crazy because I feel like 2020 brought a lot of awareness to mental health.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And for like a lot of prominent athletes were talking out and speaking out about how you need to have that mental health. Cause a lot of times, like you said, like you could think like they on the top of the world, they making millions and billions of dollars. They're here living their best life, and mentally inside, they feel like nobody care about them. They feel like they have no worth, no value to the society. And like a lot of times you have to really like self-assess and, you know, try to recalibrate or go see somebody about it and try to change your habits and, you know, get in the right mental space.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, thank everybody for sharing that and sharing your experiences for 2020. But we in 2021 now. Lord, we made it through. So I got a question. So how has 2020, I would say, prepared you feel like for this new year? How has 2020 prepared all of y'all for 2021? What will you take from it? What has it done for you? How do you feel like you're walking into 2021 with your head just a little bit higher?
I got you. I started off, I feel like 2020, we wasn't able, like we was really confined to our house a lot of times. We couldn't really go out as much. And even when you were able to go out, it was like you stressing in your mind, oh, this might touch this, this might cough on this, somebody sneeze on this, somebody didn't wash their hands, was this cleaned? You see what I'm saying? So I felt like, another thing too was like, you see, honestly, I was so disgusted with a lot of things I even saw on social media. Like, I'm gonna tell you this little video I saw. It was this video I saw in China, right? These people were spitting on the elevator and was wiping it on all the buttons. I was just like, and in my mind, it's like, now I'm paranoid. Like, when I go somewhere, I'm thinking like, did somebody do this here where I'm at? Did somebody spit on the buggy? Or like, you saw this trend that it had going on. People was opening the ice cream, putting their fingers in, licking on it.
Wow, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like,
I'm so glad I wasn't on social media because Lord have mercy, I would have been blown down.
So it's like, honestly, it's really like, you're just paranoid. Like, you can't even get fruit. Like, I seen this video with these people licking the fruit.
I don't want to hear no more. I'm good.
To me, I felt like, you know, going into 2021, I feel like with COVID dying down, hopefully it dies out. We don't really have to worry about, you know, that constant stress on your brain and you know, because I, especially like 2021, I was carrying sanitizer everywhere I go. It's like I touched the doorknob, touched the gas pump. I got to sanitize. So I feel like hopefully that will change in 2021. Also, another thing I realized is with everybody being quarantined, it put a strain on a lot of relationships. So like you have your friends you hang out with all the time. You have your people you like to go see, your family, your friends, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of times with you not being able to see them, I feel like it made you like miss that camaraderie, that friendship, that fellowship. And I feel like going to 2021, I feel like we should be more appreciative of that. When we do get a chance to see them, I feel like you need to make sure you give them a hug and let them know, like, I appreciate you, I love you. And you gotta let them know, cause you like the thing about it is life is so short. You never know when the last time you can see somebody. See what I'm saying? And like now, with things opening up more, now you have an opportunity to see these people and let them know how much you care about them, how much you appreciate them. So that's what I'm taking 2021.
Oh, dope. What about you, LaJoyce?
You know, If I made it through 2020, I know I can get through 21. What am I taking from 2020? I mean, honestly, when I say, like, if I made it through 2020, then I certainly feel like I can make it through 2021. Just looking back about all the blows I encountered, as far as, I keep going back to mental health, and I don't know why I keep doing this. Maybe because I really do feel like mental health can take an individual out, and there ain't no medication, ain't nothing that you can really do. And so maybe because that's just my battle, maybe that's why I feel like it's just very big. But mentally, being limited from what I could do, you know, things that I thought helped me, I just feel like 2021 hopefully will be a breeze. School, the businesses, you know, just I feel it will be a breeze. I pray it will be a breeze.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, there's been a lot of memes that have said 2020 just went home and put a wig on and came back.
That's crazy.
Past days of the, you know, the first few days, a lot of you, I've been seeing a lot of that on social media. But I certainly feel that if you made it through 2020, you certainly can make it through 2021. And I just pray, you know, that it's a good year. I pray that it's a great year.
I have a question for you, LaJoyce. Mm-hmm. So I know you're talking about mental health a lot. So for the people that or at home and watching the podcast and that are struggling for mental health and mental disabilities, what tips would you give them to, like, help them get through?
I like that.
I would say get a therapist. First thing on the list, get a therapist. Second thing on the list, pinpoint exactly what you're struggling with. Is it depression? Is it anxiety? Also, to tag onto that, pinpoint what you think are your triggers. I didn't really pay attention too much to triggers until I started going to therapy, and now I can just identify in somebody's conversation. They may ask me a question, and I immediately can identify as a trigger. And with that, you have to establish your boundaries with your friends, with your family, with your significant other.
I love that.
Established, I would certainly say just those first three. Find a therapist. And if you're not comfortable finding a therapist, maybe find just some support group or a friend that you do trust that, you know, they're not gonna be out here, you know, telling you yes or no, or, you know, just somebody who is grounded, who can talk to you in moments where you feel like you're losing control. And then if you're not comfortable trying to find any therapists on your own, I know there are mental health organizations. My organization, Always and Forever, will help you. You can reach out to us.
waiting for it.
You can reach out to us. We'll help you find somebody. I know I was a lone wolf out there. I researched and I found my own therapist on my own. So it's hard. It's very hard trying to put the keys, you know, down and press the buttons when you're just trying to keep yourself together. It's very, very hard. So if you do need help though, those will be the first. And if you're uncomfortable doing that, reach out to an organization that will help you. I know there are multiple ones that will.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, LaJoyce. And we'll definitely add some way we'll put that information in this video, I promise. Let's take a break. Let's give them some time to breathe. And then me and Jarrell will answer the question when we come back. And then we'll wrap up the video.
Wait. What's going on, Millennial Talks family? This is your main man, Jarrell Taylor. I just wanted to say, check out our anchor link in the description. You can check us out on multiple platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and so much more. You can even become a supporter or simply leave a message and we can respond to you live on the podcast. Last but not least, leave a review and let us know how we've been doing. Thank you so much. You have a good one. Peace.
Welcome back, you all. We're back from our break. If you're just tuning in, our title of today's talk is, Did You Cancel 2020? I'm Sharday Figures.
My name is Jarrell Taylor.
Robert Crawford.
Yo.
All right. Before the break, we were answering the question, how did 2020 prepare us for 2021? Jarrell, what were you gonna say?
It's so many things, you know. 2020, I look back and I could say it prepared me to be, and not only just 2020, but even every moment in time before then, but it prepared me to slowly be a father. It prepared me to steadily be a business owner. I even look back and I could say it prepared me to be spiritually sound and spiritually serious, you know. And that's probably one of the greatest things that I'm grateful for, because I know out of all things, my number one thing and value is keeping God first. That come before my wife. You see what I'm saying? So just the fact that I'm just completely serious whenever it comes to the word of God, or just spiritually. So that's one thing that I'm taking into 2021, and it's number one on the list. And I just realized how important it is, because, you know, there was a time in 2020 where my bank account had a grand plus in it. You know, and I was unhappy. I'm talking about, just as LaJoyce was saying earlier, I'm talking about bills paid, you know, I'm doing good, eating good. You know, I was like, I'm getting a couple of pair of shoes. Like, I'm good.
No, you balling out, huh?
I was doing a little something, but as I said, because things weren't right spiritually, so I was unhappy. But once I was able to get grounded now, I'm good. I'm good. I'm talking about, and now it's to the point where I'm good. Like, I may not even be in the building due to the pandemic or whatever, but I'm still good. I'm still good. You see what I'm saying? So I'm excited for 2021. I'm excited for what's going to happen. I'm excited for what's going to happen, you know, with my newborn. Lord's will be a son. So I'm just overall.
Oh, it's a boy?
Well, I don't know yet, but we just put that out there. We just
I'm fine, Lord.
Hey, why you at it? Go ahead, name Robert. Put it on out there. Oh, put him on there. Robert.
Lord. Perspective.
Dope. Legit, everything you said, Jarrell, add me on it. But I'll say just one word that can describe like how my 2020 is going over into 2021, what I'm taking into 2021 is peace. Like, and I think that is what you have that keeps you stable no matter what happens. And so that peace is a peace that the world did not give to me. So the world cannot take it away.
Absolutely.
You feel me? So that's what I'm taking into 2021. Like, literally, you know, I'm in an amazing place, spiritually. So God is literally at the head of my life right now, and that's where that peace comes from. But just speaking of taking things into 2021, I think it's important that we touch on the fact that all of these things that we mentioned that happened in 2020, the effects of it is literally seeping over into 2021. Literally, New Year's, we were still felt like in 2020. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
COVID was still going on, chaos, all kinds of stuff. Did anybody have anything they wanted to hit on as far as that?
I'll speak. I think, I feel like, honestly, going through 2020 as an African-American, I'll say that, I feel like you really saw going throughout the year, the inequality that we have as a race. I feel like I've seen multiple videos where you know, white people, we say Caucasian individuals would go up to police with weapons. Like, I seen a guy with a knife go try to attack a police. And it was like 17 police cars outside. 17 police cars. It was a guy, he was drunk, he got in an accident. And he was walking towards the police with a knife in his hand trying to stab the police officer. And the police officers, they all walked up to him calm in a calm manner. I think one of them tased him. And he eventually went down there and arrested him. But then you have a lot of situations where, like the Breonna Taylor situation, where she was sleeping in her bed and they shot through the wall and killed her. Or like we could talk about the what happened in Michigan when the guy was going to his car. He's breaking up a fight. After the fight is over, the police get there. He goes to his car and the police come and shoot him 7 times in the back. Like, don't get me wrong, I can understand if you shot him 1 time or 2 times. You know, I think they have a rule, they have to shoot 2 times, center mass. But how do you then shoot 7 times? That's crazy. And then it's like, then you have to think about like how when we are peacefully protesting and they was attacking us with tear gas and they was out there with their riot gear trying to, you know what I'm saying, discourage us. And then we see this year, 2021, that a group of Caucasian individuals go and raid the Capitol building. How do you do that? When we couldn't even get 5 people together to talk about Black Lives Matter. So, it's so evident. And you watch all the cases where the people just go home free. Like they kill an individual, a Black individual, and then it's just like they go free, nothing wrong. They can spend it for a couple weeks and then they back on the force. How does that work? Like, even like George Zimmerman, the guy had Skittles in his pocket. He had a hoodie and Skittles, and you shot and killed a man. He didn't have no weapon. These people don't even have weapons. I can understand it. Like, we watching videos of people coming and attacking the police with weapons, and then I can understand. I can side with you, I can agree with you. But like, especially like with George Floyd, when you just see the guy just sitting on his neck, he telling you he can't breathe. Like, what, like, I don't understand what is society coming to? And then it's like, when you speak out against it or speak against what's going on, like, then you have the people to the right to say, oh no, he was doing wrong. He should be, or they bring up something in his past. Like, he did something 5-10 years ago. Then, oh yeah, he did this. It's like, he might have did that in his past, but what was he doing in that moment?
Yeah. Something that comes to mind with that, and I find it pretty dope, is it's part of the reason why we do what we do and we come together and we have these conversations. Like, being that part of encourage the youth, that part of enlighten your elders, right at the beginning of the show, that ain't for play. That's serious. Like, we're here to encourage the youth because we all are seeing this during these crazy times. We're here to enlighten the elders because we know if we continue to speak on certain things, if we continue to enlighten people and encourage people and just make them aware so they can grow and to be able to execute, we won't have to worry about individuals doing these things later on down the line. I ain't saying change gonna happen tomorrow. I ain't even saying it's gonna happen 3 years down the line, but I can say a generational curse can be broken. And another thing that I would like to add, just to put on another perspective to it as well, man, I know the world is crazy. Honestly, it's two perspectives that I wanna put on it. One, the world is crazy. This is not the place, since we, you know, because we had that spiritual conversation, this is not the place that we wanna be. Especially with the whole COVID situation and so many people has passed. Like, a lot of people say, yo, dying is so bad, this, that, and the third. But in truth, death is a celebration. Like, this is not the place we desire to be, people.
Passing through.
Yeah, we just passing through. And I also, as I said, that last perspective is business still got to be taken care of. I'm talking about my bills haven't stopped, no matter who president. This business still got to be maintained and created and followed through with, no matter who president. no matter what they did at the Capitol.
And you still gotta take care of yourself, like LaJoyce was saying, your mental health, even in times like this, like certain conversations like this, don't think I mind. I don't mind speaking on it at all. But as far as consuming all of the news and all of that, I guard myself from that, my mind and my heart from those things. I allow myself to consume some pieces of it. I don't watch the news every day. I don't, because of my mental health, my peace, you know what I'm saying? And like Jarrell said, at the end of the day, it's not like any of those things are gonna change what has to be done. You know what I'm saying? Work not gonna stop. I mean, the struggles that you deal with outside of that is not gonna stop because of what they're doing somewhere else in the world that may be affecting you in some way, but I mean, it don't stop your life. But I think that was a very great point, Jarrell. And that is why we do this.
Because it goes
do this for that reason.
It go back to that initial conversation we had with Kanan, being the change. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really my prayer that somebody hear this one day and say, man, I can choose something a little different. Maybe I can make a little difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it ain't by what they become, just by what they do. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of kindness. That's all, honestly, that's all we want. Great day.
The tenderness.
Great day, little love and care, you know?
Try a little tenderness.
Absolutely. But look, yeah. I truly enjoyed.
We definitely people. What were you about to say?
I was saying, LaJoyce, tell the people what's going on.
Oh, I thought you were saying you love people. It cut off.
No, you good.
Yeah, it did. It went silent for a second.
just some information. I have an organization. It's a nonprofit called Always and Forever, and we're centered around really mental health with adolescents up until grad school students and even after. But if you want to reach out to us or you want to connect, we do have a Facebook page. It's just Always and Forever. It should be pretty easy to find. I hope it's easy to find if you search it. And our logo, it just says Always and Forever. And then if you want to connect with us on IG, it's _alwaysforever19. And we do have a website, lacreativesllc.com/always-forever. So if you want to connect with us, you can connect with us on any of our social media platforms or through the website. Like I said, if you all need any help trying to figure out, you know, any mental health resources or anything like that, we'd be more than happy to help you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you for that, LaJoyce. We truly, this has been dope. This has been awesome. I appreciate all of y'all. LaJoyce, thank you so much for deciding to come on. I knew you would add to this conversation for sure. Ever since I met LaJoyce, like, LaJoyce, you've really been just, I guess, a blessing, just, you know, starting this friendship with you. I see your spirit. I see your heart. And I just truly appreciate you for being transparent on here and allowing us to be that platform that you share these things on. I love y'all, man.
I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity. I really, really enjoyed the conversation. I'm so happy to have met Jarrell Roberts. Y'all have been hilarious, but also
absolutely.
Now, we always got to make somebody laugh at some point.
Got you.
I mean, I am everybody's favorite host, so I mean, it's
bro. Before I forget, because y'all know I will forget real quick. So, just to let y'all know, for all our millennial talks out there, all our people out there, all our supporters, I just want to let you know we're kicking it up a notch this year. I'm talking about look, the podcast,
we're doing big things.
We're now on Breaker, we're now on Google Podcasts, we're now on Radio Republic. We out there. We coming to Apple Podcast. We coming out there.
Did you say Anchor?
Anchor.
We went to Anchor first. We on Anchor right now.
Anchor. And Anchor going to lead you to everywhere else.
Absolutely.
Everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We doing things. Yeah. Out here,
big things.
20, 20, 20,
big things.
Playing.
Absolutely. Hey, wait, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's give these people, you know, we go into 2021, right? We got to make sure we let them know what they need to expect and what they can work on this year. So for me, you know, I think that everybody should make sure that you, like LaJoy said earlier, you got to make sure you pay attention to little things. You know what I'm saying? Yep. The little hugs, the little I love yous, the little, you know what I'm saying? Going to see them, you know what I'm saying? Spending time with your family, definitely in 2021. I think we should pick up some good habits. You know, read a book or two. We talked about that before in an earlier podcast. Go get a library card. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself. Go to school. Go get a degree. I think those are some of the things that I think that they should do coming up in 2021.
I love it. And, you know, we mentioned getting that therapist. I'm talking about being spiritually sound. We talked about all that. We done gave you things to be aware of. We done gave you things so you can grow. And now it's up to you to execute.
Absolutely.
Protect your peace.
I know that's right.
All right, y'all. We about to get out of here.
All right. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all already know. Have a good one.
Absolutely.